Ben-Ezin. It's a very long introduction. Get it? Right, so page 52. Oh, we're on there. Sorry. Okay, so we listed the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and the Ashamos. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, you know, is the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres for Shavuos. Even though the Torah calls them Shlamim, they're Kachim Kachim. Okay, that's just the fact. And the Ashamos that we mentioned, we went through all of these. Right? Okay, we were talking about Asham Talui at the end of the last class. Here is what Asham Talui is for. If you ate one meatball and you're not sure if that meatball was Shuman or Chelev, you don't bring an Asham Talui for that. It's a doubt that can never be determined. If you had two meatballs in front of you, and you know one is Asham, one is Shuman, and one is Chelev, and you ate one of them, and then the other one was destroyed, that would bring an Asham Talui. Can you logically consider a difference between those two scenarios? The Gemara has, the Lashon of the Gemara is, in the second case, Ikba Isura. Ikba Isura means you know one of those was Chelev. You just don't know which one you ate. Mm-hmm. That's a doubt that needs kapara. That's an asham.
The other one, there was only one.
Yeah, because there's no lo ikba isura. You just doubt came in your mind, but it could be that no isur. Even it's not that just a quite a doubt whether I committed a sin or not. There's not even in the parsha of the sin because it's only one and it could have been Shuman. That's that explains the kasha, the famous kasha on the Rambam. How can you say every suffix d'oraisa becomes a chomer midrabanan? How could anyone ever bring an asham tali according to that? You don't bring kabanos to the base of mikdash unless you know of a Torah law was violated. You know what I'm saying? You don't bring kabanos for it because I may have violated. Right? So asham tali is obviously a difference, but because ikba isura. Okay, so we continue. So daman taun shtei matanos shein arba. Now an asham does not have the sanctity of the chatos to require blood on all four horns at the top. It, like an ola, gets one matana here, in this corner, and one matana there. The blood trickles down, right? Right? It's splashed. Like it's splashed on the corner, and it hits the corner, and it goes down on both sides. So you get these two sides, you get those two sides, and all four sides of the Mizbeach. That's what the Mishnah means
by
shh.
What do you splash it with? Just the hands?
No, a cup. There's a cup.
A cup.
It's in a cup that has a rounded bottom.
Like a ladle?
It has a handle, and it's a cup. It's about this big.
Oh, that's
big. Round at the bottom, so that you can't put it down.
Oh, is the splash that much?
So they're throwing like a liter of blood?
Yeah. No. I guess that whole thing doesn't have to come out. Uh-huh. It's just something like that. You see pictures of it in the Yumo Sfarah, because they're quoting Babylon that looks around with that all day. And Kippur. It's rounded off at the bottom so that you can't put it down someplace. Because once you put blood down someplace and it stays even a minute or two, it starts to get jellied at the bottom. So it's a condo. Blood has the vitamin K in blood makes it, we need it to in order to clot.
Mm-hmm.
So that clotting factor, you don't even have at the bottom.
So how do they keep the blood warm when they're waiting to do this?
This is all done pretty quickly. I mean, there's a lot more done afterwards that the Gemara talks about slicing up the animal and bringing it up to the Mizbeach and throwing it on to the giving parts to the Kohen and taking out the humbles and the inners. And those are called the Imurim.
Do they clean the Mizbeach?
We're about to get that word. So the Imurim is the part that the Mizbeach eats. Right, the Kohen's getting the shoulder, the leg, and stuff like that. He's not getting the kidneys.
Mm.
Right. Later on, we found out that some of these organs are pretty healthy.
But right.
There's the liver,
the kidneys, the heart, start eating the brains people are eating now.
Right, right.
Some of these are delicacies now. They're called humbles. And that's what they call it. It has nothing to do with humility. So, the poor people used to get humble pie. That also has nothing to do with humility. It has to do with poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go on. So the lifnim minacholim, lifnim minaklohim, they're eaten inside the klohim, which means even though these are not klohim, these are pillars, mm-hmm. right? But the this is the house of called the Beis HaMikdash, right?
Right.
So lifnim minaklohim means anywhere in between here. Okay. So here's where the shechita took place in the north. All right, and the Shtayim Shein Arba is one here, one there. So now all these two walls and these two walls get blood, and then they're eaten. The Fnim and the Klan, the Zichrei Kehuna by male Kohanim, B'chol Machol. Remember what that means? You can prepare it any way you like. Liyom V'Layla, that day until that night, until midnight. The first Mishnah Bracha says, as we say, and this Stam Mishnah here where it says Ad Chatzos is. Means that we pass in like, you know, this Stam Mishnah here is like that Mishnah Brachas. The question is, why didn't the Mishnah Brachas mention Korban Pesach? Kol Hanecholim Liyom Echad is not Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is Kol Necholim for just a few hours, so it should have listed. Korban Pesach also has Tochatzos. Right? You'll see this. Let's finish quickly. Hatodave El Nazir, Kodshim Kala. Now, why are we treating the Toda, just two korbanos, the Toda and the Isle that the Nazir brings, is in a separate mission? So the answer you'll find very quickly is because these are the only two shlamim, besides Korban Pesach, of course, but the only two shlamim that while where it's shechted, behaves like kochim kalim, kochim kochim only here, kochim kalim any place here. While where you shecht it behaves like kochim kalim, who gets to eat it behaves like kochim kalim. It's not only for male kohanim, but how long you have to eat it behaves like kochim kochim. So in my Haggadah, I give a svara. It's from the Sefer Chinuch. That the reason why Korban Toda and El Nazir has such a short time to eat it is because we want those people to invite a lot of people to eat it with them. Korban is a pretty big side of beef, right? And when it's kachim kachim, all bets are off. It goes to the Kohanim. I don't care. But when it's kachim kalim, my family eats it. So when my family eats it, I want to invite all my first cousins and all my best friends, right? Anyone I want, right? So it's eaten by everybody.
But everybody has a Korban Pesach.
Right.
So it's like, how can we all invite each other over for a lot of dinner on Korban?
You invite as many people as possible for Korban Pesach. Here's my point. Korban Pesach is a Korban Toda. Mm. It's a type of Korban Toda. Why? Since I have so little time to eat it, I want more. Why do I want more people to join me for a korban toda than for any other korban?
Because it enhances your simcha.
I want people to ask me, "What happened? Why are you bringing the korban toda?"
Hmm.
That's what the seder is all about. Why are we here? Let me show you what kind of thanks we have. The seder at the Pesach is a sudas hodah. That's really what it is. The rest of the year, Yetzias Mitzrayim is a din in amunah. On Pesach night, it's a din in hodah. Okay, all right. So, but what about the El Nazir? So the El Nazir, I think you should be telling people, why did you become a Nazir? What happened? We used to talk these things out. It's a psychological brilliance to give these two korbanos less time than all other kochim kalim, because I want them to invite more people. If you have less time, and then at midnight I'm going to be throwing out 40 pounds of meat. Not if I invited 60 of my friends, right? For the other korbanos, I have the whole day tomorrow to eat it. All right, 20 of us will have more meat tomorrow. Instead of saying, you know, now I have to have 80 people over for this one. So Korban Pesach was usually eaten, you know, 20, 30, 40, even big groups.
Forced parties.
Yeah, good. All right, so here too. You see, these few words just broke new ground. It's not limited to this area to eat.
Hmm.
You can eat it in the hall, inside Yerushalayim, anywhere you can eat Ma'aser Sheni. Right? L'chol Adam, everybody, male, female, and owners. L'chol Ma'achol, again, and you don't have to roast it. All that b'chol machol is all because of Korban Pesach. Elo shehamuram ne'chol ha'kohanim v'nesheim v'divneim levdeim. But there are hamuram, meaning that there are some parts that have to go to the Kohen and his family. And not just for male Kohen, but his family. What is that? So you'll see that whenever you shepherd the chulin, the zroa lechayayim v'keba, part of the arm, some of the cheek, the tongue, and the stomach have to go to the Kohen. Even cholim, and for kachim kalim, chazev v'shok.
You get a check.
It's a big piece of meat. So that's just telling you when you bring your toga. Okay, we don't have to get rid of all the meats here, friends. So you don't like to bring kachim to the base apsul. You don't want it to be noso. Why do you want it? I don't want to burn it. You know, you can't eat it after chatzos, but you can burn it till the morning. Why do I want to burn my karma? It's good meat. I want to eat it. You know, the best way to get rid of chametz before Pesach is to eat it or give it to a guy. You know, it's the best beer. Okay, I'm going to have to stop this. We'll finish up with the other shlamim is that last two mishnayos.
Why does it say isn't the son of a Kohen a Kohen?
Because the other kachim that we read about, some of them are only eaten by Kohanim who are worthy to serve, who could have brought this korban. Not the chaz of Ashok. Their daughters are eating. It's only for Kohanim. Even if you're not worthy to be doing this.